There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, I know the doctor's in. We're just patching him in so we can hear him and he can hear us. And Dr. Rashid Batar is with us each and every week as we kick off Advanced Medicine. And we were doing a little bit of Advanced Medicine last hour, talking molecular hydrogen and prevention reversal of colon cancer. Interesting new study. But we've got a lot of cool stuff to talk to Dr. Batar about this hour. As long as he's not playing in the dirt. We'll know when he's on because I'll hear him. Did you know that tooth extractions, if done, let's say, in a person that may be harboring microbiological pathogenic life forms, could lead to death? Yeah, cardiac arrest. Also, half the world's population may be obese by 2030. We've got a moment of doubt regarding weight loss in pregnancy or maintaining a healthy weight in pregnancy. And the immune mechanism to attack viruses has finally been discovered. What does that mean for modern medicine? Will they support your immune system? Or will they say, let's see if we can develop a new drug to mimic what the immune system already is designed by God to do? Let's find out. Dr. Rashid Batar is here.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. You know how it is. You just jump into the show, and who knows where we go. I've got some stories I definitely want to cover with you, including one maybe political story later on. We'll get to that. But for now, I want to ask, as you join us here for some advanced medicine, some medical rewind, is there anything going on in the world that you want to cover this hour more than anything else?
I think that there was a story that I believe Deb sent to us, and maybe we can talk about it during the break, but I'm open. Let's flex.
Okay, yeah, that was the flesh-eating bacteria story. She likes the gross ones. We'll get to that. I think the first one is a scary story that came out recently, and it related to a tooth extraction that had occurred. And in this extraction, which they, you know, people think that's a fairly routine scenario, although when you're talking about pulling out the wisdom teeth, that's a little more intense than just any other teeth. But a Minnesota teen, evidently borderline between life and death after this extraction, and they're blaming it on some kind of bacteria. And I always hear about dentists saying, if we're going to extract a tooth, we have to put you on an antibiotic prophylactically. So maybe you have some perspective on that.
Well, I think a lot of the concern with starting people on prophylactic antibiotics is more because of the mitral valve prolapse and endocarditis type scenario that they want to try to prevent. So they're using it prophylactically to prevent somebody from developing an endocarditis. But as far as, you know, when you're dealing with any type of cavitation type issue, you know, I think that there's many other ways of preventing dissemination of disease. You know, this is actually probably a good time to bring up something that when I first learned the following fact that I'm going to give you, which is that 95% of all chronic pathology starts in the mouth. I had no idea about this, and I learned this at a conference about 15 years ago. But if you start looking at that 95% of all disease comes from the mouth, then you start realizing how important good mouth health is, or good, not necessarily just dental oral hygiene, but specifically the oral oral health is concerned is very, very important.
Well, and this is the thing, though. The dentist in the last 100 years, or maybe a little more, when they adopted mercury as their tooth filling. I mean, it kind of discredited, if you really said they were doing anything good for oral health. I think Weston Price said, well, they screwed the pooch on a lot of things, including understanding the concept of native diets, non-processed diets, and food. But the whole mercury thing just ruined it for dentistry.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is one of the things that when we start understanding how important oral health is and things that we can do from a preventive standpoint, it makes the entire idea of preventive medicine and wellness and optimization more possible. Because when you start looking at it from all these different aspects and all these things that we're breathing in and ingesting in and drinking in and all the exposures that we're coming through, coming in contact with on a daily basis. If there was one way that we could find out, one thing that we could do to increase the statistics in our favor, well, oral health comes in as a star here, because that's one thing that we can start to focus in on to try to reduce our to increase our chances of getting that optimal health and that ideal wellness that we all strive for, so or at least those that are concerned about ideal health and staying away from chronic pathology that we all strive for.
Yeah, and if we talk about oral health again, we know there are microbiological life forms, bacteria, at the top end of the GI tract, the alimentary canal, and that we don't need to indiscriminately kill them. There's a balance in a healthy balance versus the kind where they say, oh, cavities are going to form because there's bad bacteria in there. Well, why? What are you eating? What are you not eating? What's out of balance? What's out of whack in this scenario? And simply placing mercury into your teeth is enough to change the microflora within the mouth almost permanently, as long as the mercury's still there.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Robert. And that just that observation and awareness, that goes a long way in itself.
Well, and I'm thinking in terms of the pulling of teeth, for instance, tooth extractions. How many of the dentists that do this type of work, do they concern themselves with additional exposure directly into the bloodstream due to the violence of ripping a tooth out if there is mercury present in the I don't think they're considering that unless they're like an IAOMT or somebody trained in toxicology to recognize that danger.
Yeah, even the dentists that are aware of that, no matter how good the dentist is, no matter what precautions they take, just the mere mobilization aspect of it is going to increase exponentially, 3 to 4-fold increase in the amount of exposure that the individual is going to be made susceptible to, because the mere outgassing of the amalgam when you're grinding it out, no matter whether you have the oxygen mask and all the protective gear, you're still going to increase that propensity of the body to assimilate some of that mercury that's being released. So you're talking about how many of them are aware and not, or versus not aware. I would agree with that. But even those that are aware, it's very, very difficult to prevent an increase in exposure during the extraction process in itself. So it's virtually impossible to eliminate all risk from it, even knowing how detrimental and how possibly pathological it could be.
Yeah, so I'm just curious as I bring this up with this story. It's always about the fear of the bacteria, which is warranted when it's present in certain areas. When you talk about the endocarditis, the mitral valve scenario, what about again the role of a sudden mercury inflow into the bloodstream? Couldn't that also cause similar expressions of disease?
Well, let's follow that line of thought for a second. We have that huge influx of mercury, or let's even say it's a subtle influx of mercury. Mercury is an immunosuppressor, so it's going to reduce the body's immune system, which is now going to allow any potential pathogenic substance, whether it's bacteria, viruses, spirochetes, mycoplasma, parasites, whatever it may be, it's going to allow those to flare up because the immune system just took a hit because the mercury was released. So that's totally independent, and it's a different mechanism, but yes, would the symptoms be the same? Well, if you have an increase in bacterial count because there's an increase in bacterial count versus an increase in relative bacterial count because there's a decrease in the immune system, you see the net effect, if it's just bacterial you're looking at, is going to be, the net effect is going to be the same. But then add on to it the reduction in the immune system that causes other things to be elicited too, not just the bacterial aspect, but now you're looking at the viral aspect, the yeast aspect, the mycoplasma aspect, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, we're looking at the increase in oxidative stress from the mercury aspect. So I guess the answer to your question would be, I would think that it wouldn't mimic, the mercury aspect wouldn't mimic the bacterial increase, it would probably be far greater. It would, for an untrained eye or somebody who's not aware of it, they may say, oh, that's a severe bacterial infection. I would say, no, it's more a mercury response or increase in mercury release response, a mobilization response.
Well, I guess it's, again, getting deeper into the understanding of the law of the terrain, which I guess a Weston Price type dentist would understand that more in, you know, the discussions that what he identified in diet and its impact on the human frame and animal health and everything like that, as opposed to just isolating a microbe and saying that's the cause of all of our ailments.
Yes, I would definitely concur that a Weston Price type dentist would be far more aware and would understand the implications in a much greater manner than somebody who has not studied those types of principles. Yes, I would completely agree with that.
Okay, now I want to transition. We got that crisis out of the way. And by the way, of course, alternate means of neutralizing bacterial infection. You know, we talk about oil of oregano. We've talked about silver, the use of silver. There are homeopathic remedies as well. And you've utilized and probably a little bit of everything to successfully not have to resort to an antibiotic unless it was absolutely a life and death scenario that you had no other option.
We have resorted to many different modalities of therapies and treatments. Yes, I would concur with that.
Okay. All right. I'm just, like I said, just want to go with you. Now, this leads us to the next thing. We've only got about a minute or so before break, so this is only going to start our discussion, one of the key things this hour with you. Headline reads, immune mechanism that attacks viruses discovered. Right? This is a very exciting scientific revelation, so to speak. And there are two very different but related elements at the same time of the immune system that can work together to fight what they call viral infection. And it relates to the lymphatic system. Again, we've talked a lot about this, and they're talking about targeting the rotavirus, which they have a vaccine from our not-so-good friend Paul Offit. And interestingly enough, and you could probably guess this without reading it, they identify this wonderful new pathway, the way the immune system works. Are they saying, let's see how we can help the immune system to work better, or can we develop a drug that mimics it?
A drug that mimics working the immune system better.
Well, that does what the immune system is doing. Can we develop a drug that does what the immune system does? And, of course, those are your two options. Which one are they looking at?
Well, I'm sure they're probably looking at a drug to make the immune system function better.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where they're going. Let's talk about this because this is similar to what Dr. Batar and I discussed a few weeks ago. And if you missed it, go back to medicalrewind.com and give a listen. That they identify what the immune system does, and rather than saying, how do we help it, let's circumvent it. Let's do an end around it and see if we can get it with a patented pharmaceutical to make that work, or a vaccine to trick it. But not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashi Batar. Back talking the immune system after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, we're talking the immune system with Dr. Rasha Bitar. If you missed a show, no worries. You've got archives available through Natural News Radio, through GCN, our syndicator, through Medical Rewind, and many other places around the world, including UK Health Radio. And Dr. Bitar's reviewing that article real quick. There's one of the skeptics that Hoofnagel, the science cat, has taken on, this guy named Mark Crislip. He says you can't boost the immune system because you can only fill a gas tank up so far. But these people that don't get this concept, Dr. Bitar, they don't have a concept of immune dysregulation. They don't have a concept that people's immune systems are not at optimal, not at 100%. Because when we say boost immune system, of course, you and I talk about modulating it, not boosting it. But the idea that it can work more than its capacity, that's not what we're saying. They're creating a red herring or something, or a straw man, to say what you're saying is not real.
Yeah, this is a very, very important concept, Robert, and it's actually a very subtle difference, yet a very crucial difference to understand, because I think that this is like almost being on that edge of the fence, and you can fall one way or the other way. So the first thing is, to your point, nobody's talking about boosting the immune system beyond its physiological parameters. But what we are talking about is getting it up to its maximum physiological parameters. And unfortunately, due to many of the things that we do iatrogenically, the doctors do, that the medical health profession does, by giving the vaccines and giving these immunosuppressive agents, and because of the pollution, the toxicities, et cetera, we are actually, if at all, within the normal immune function. If we are there, we are at the bare minimum functional level. And we're talking about taking it up to the maximum potential. We're not talking about making it extraordinary. We're talking about just getting it working. We're talking about if the difference is between a person crawling and a person running, we're not talking about a person,
right,
speeding at 75 miles an hour running on the pavement. No, we're just talking about allowing the person to at least rapidly walk or run, as opposed to barely being crawling, allowing to be crawling. So when you look at this particular study that was done, and here's, I read this thing, it's a very short article, and I had to read it twice, but it's so absurd. The last part says, our new discovery that interleukin-22 acts as a sort of reinforcement for interferon is so exciting because it could have implications for the design of future immunotherapy concepts. Well, what does interferon do to a human being?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be produced endogenously. Is it not they've coined it as a thing to stop viral replication or somehow? What does it actually do?
Well, interferon is, as you said, endogenously produced, and it's very beneficial. In fact, it's crucial to the immune system. But what happens when we give people interferon? Like synthetic
interferon? That's a nightmare. Talk to people who've been on synthetic interferon.
Yeah, what basically happens to them? Their liver gets shut down. They usually end up having a very long and miserable death. Interferon is not something that is beneficial, and pretty much everybody that has ever had interferon, it's essentially like getting chemotherapy.
Right.
Now they're talking about...
Yeah, no, I've talked to many.
I'm sorry?
I've talked to many who have suffered with this treatment, especially with MS. So they've used it for different neurological degradation. But, yeah, I've never talked to anybody who said, oh, yeah, it was pleasant. No problem.
Yeah, and it's not that it would be worth it if it wasn't pleasant as long as it worked. But it doesn't work. So it's not pleasant, and it doesn't work. And it has a lot of long-term sequela. Now, the question here is, they're saying that this new discovery that interleukin-22 acts as a sort of reinforcement for interferon is so exciting. What they're doing is they're going to take something like interferon, when you're doing something inside a petri dish versus inside a dynamic living system, it's two different aspects. You've got the in vivo phenomena and the in vitro phenomena. And the in vivo phenomena, what's happening inside the body, is what's crucial. But just because something works in vitro doesn't mean it's going to work in vivo, now, or vice versa. And so what they're talking about is now taking interferon and making it more, reinforcing it with this interleukin-22, whereas we already know that the interferon, when it's given the way it's given, is not beneficial. Hey, how about a truly unique concept? Let's get the garbage out of the way and step back and let the body do what it was designed to do.
That's the point of all of this, is exactly right. Of course, they're going to add to the synthetic interferon, synthetic interleukin-22. It's going to devastate you even more. And that's why we do what we do, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar, each and every Monday to kick off the week here. And if you miss a show, medicalrewind.com is the easiest place, but there's a whole lot of other places also. Linked in the show notes, you'll see a big banner. Just click on it. It'll take you to the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, the international bestseller by Dr. Bitar. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go. A great moment of duh upon weight maintenance and pregnancy as well. And who knows what else? Political healing? Could it be? Maybe.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, summertime road trips. Maybe you're going to the beach. Maybe you're going to the lake. Actually, we're going to head up to Atlanta next week to see my mom. And by the way, Tuesday the 23rd of June, come and see me at R. Thomas, 24 hours a day. But I'm going to be there 7 to 9 next Tuesday, live broadcast at R. Thomas. So come enjoy some organic food with me. Body ecology diet inspired as well, and we'll broadcast from there. Dr. Pitaro, you meet me in Atlanta? No, you'll be too busy.
Now, who knows? Maybe I'll make it out there.
All right. We'll have some chicken wings, some organic chicken wings, and that'll be fun.
There you go. You know, the magic word is food, right?
Exactly. We know what gets you going. So, anyway, that's on Peachtree in Atlanta. Art Thomas will see Richard Thomas, and he'll probably put a bird on my head like last time when I broadcast from there. So that'll be fun. So, anyway, your wife sent this story. It's off of, I'm sure it's been picked up by a lot of places, USA Today as well. Florida is now warning beachgoers of flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, it's not enough that two kids got their arms bit off this week by sharks. I'm serious. But now we got to worry about the things you can't see. Maybe you couldn't see the shark, but the bacteria are saying they're going to eat you alive. Now, I remember when I was a kid going into the water in Florida, if I had a cut or a scrape, you'd be in there for hours. By the time you came out, it had scabbed over and it was healing. It was like all the minerals were actually good for it. Now they're saying it's not. What's going on?
Well, I actually, believe it or not, I don't think my wife's listening right now, but I have not read the story. So why don't you tell us, Robert, because I have not read it.
Well, they say two deaths have been reported of the Vibrio vulnificus bacterium. And they're saying if you are immunocompromised or if you have an open wound or a cut or a scrape, that this bacteria may get in there and start eating your flesh. And they've warned at Brevard County, Duval County, Marion County, Pasco County, Santa Rosa, and St. Lucie in Florida. That, you know, this is a real issue. But the key here, of course, is if you're immunocompromised or you have an open gaping wound. These are unusual circumstances where all kinds of things can get in. To me, it's indicative, though, of probably some form of sewage drainage into the ocean coming back on the people that are there. Because in a healthy ocean, you don't have a lot of pathogenic bacteria floating around.
Well, the other thing is, the other factor here that we're talking about, Robert, would be what is the immune state of those that were susceptible to this. So, you know, to say, well, how many people did you say that had exposure to this, the flesh eating bacteria?
Well, two people, they claim two people died, but they do say that if you're immunocompromised. Of course, that's the key word, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, you look at the picture, in fact, on the article, because while you were reading it, I was pulling it up, and you see just in that one little shot off the beach, there's probably, just in that picture alone, what would you say, Robert, about 250 people that we can just see in that picture? Maybe 500 people? I mean, hard to tell.
It could be 1,000. It's just spread around. I mean, there's so many people there at the beach. And it's similar with shark bites. They're tragic, especially if you lose a limb. But it doesn't happen often relative to the amount of people that are actually there.
Exactly. And so for them to say that it's a rare flesh-eating bacteria, it doesn't really make that much sense. It would be probably two or three or five people that ended up having some type of immunocompromised state and were able to basically they were rendered susceptible to this whatever bacteria was and ended up getting this issue. So if you look at, there's a thing called necrotizing fasciitis. I've talked about this in the show before. It's a bacterium. It's a normal occurring bacteria, but when it gets into the fascial plane, and if somebody's rendered immunocompromised, the necrotizing fasciitis will cause death within 24 hours. It basically is a unbelievably rapidly proliferating infectious process that will, it's only surgically corrected. I mean, you have to like amputate or cut off that part of the body because the infection is so rapid and it's so detrimental. And basically is the same type of a scenario as flesh acting bacteria. But the point is that you don't see that typically, and when a person gets it, it's because they've been severely immunocompromised, and it's a normal occurring bacteria that if it gets in the wrong place and the person's immune system is no longer functional, will rapidly cause ultimate demise. So, again, this comes back to the viral bacterial hunters we've talked about before.
Yes.
Right? The people that that blame everything on the virus or the bacteria as opposed to looking at the actual cause of it.
Well, yeah, the host susceptibility. But again, if you're walking around with open wounds, that's an unusual circumstance that outside of a genuine immunocompromised individual, which there are plenty based on all of the things that you wrote about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We keep coming back to that, but it's so important to understand. Now, we have another story. I feel like we're on a road trip today. It's like a summer road trip through the news stories of the day. This one's published at Time.com. Obesity now costs the world $2 trillion a year. And they say half the world's population could be obese by 2030. That's according to a McKinsey Global Institute report. They're talking about the numbers there, but they're saying if the trends continue by 2030, they think half of the world's population will be clinically obese. And they think, well, what can we do? Well, there's no single solution, but here's what they call for. Systemic, sustained portfolio of initiatives. This is key to, let's take money from the world's richest nations and send them to the poorest nations. In the meantime, the corporations will eat up that money for things that don't work, but will profit handsomely. And the governments that allow it will also, a few of those people will get good money. And in order to tackle it, they'll say, well, we need better labeling for nutrition. Healthier foods at schools. Advertising restrictions on fatty foods and beverages and public health campaigns. Again, nothing to do with the real crisis of, hey, what about everybody growing their own food, getting back to the farm? Little basic stuff that would not require government expenditures, but it would require simply teaching people about how to grow food again.
Yeah, it almost makes too much sense, Robert. It almost, you know, it just makes too much sense. The point that you're making of people starting to, again, understand the importance of becoming sustainable, not only in the venue that we're talking about, but in all aspects of life. I was very, very impressed when traveling in certain parts of the world, seeing how the culture itself is a sustainable culture in the sense that, for example, water is not taken for granted. Water is always collected from every rooftop of every house from rain. And that's just a normal part and parcel of how water is collected. They don't take water for granted. It's not automatically just flip on the switch and here the tap comes on and the water comes in. That's how we in the Western world actually have become spoiled. So the idea of sustainability, the idea of sustaining not only what you eat, you know, the sustainable ways of growing food and of maintaining your health and preventing a pathology from becoming more rampant, these concepts and these principles that we're talking about, I think it's crucial for people to embrace and allow us to get to the next level of human evolution.
Well, exactly. But again, these are profit centers, ironically, for the corporate interests. And we're talking about corporate welfare, right? When we talk about sending money from rich nations to poor nations, who filters that money? It's the corporations that have lobbied contracts that are specific to them and their products, like the vaccine industrial complex, to send things into areas that are not needed for genuine health, like we talk about, adequate sanitation, sewage systems that are modernized, the ability to have a safe toilet that actually takes things away and doesn't allow them to become cesspools of disease in a given community. These things are probably not as profitable because once you install them, it's not like there's no maintenance, but relative to just keep sending more drugs and more vaccines where you continue to profit, it's a whole different realm that people have been duped into saying, well, it's the only way we can save the people. Keep sending money to Big Pharma.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. I agree with you, and I'm not very, very keen on the idea of being dependent on anybody or dependent. I think that part of that problem that we have as a people allowed Big Pharma to get that control over us, and we rely on that quick fix. So part and parcel of that we're probably to blame for.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's an interesting thing that you bring up because it's sort of an as above, so below. And when we look at the whole idea of corporate welfare or welfare in terms of our other nations or nations coming together through the United Nations, WHO, and then sending money to help people, but again, not really helping them because the moneyed interests don't want to help them genuinely. They want to help themselves and have the illusion of helping others. We have that within our own country, within the welfare system, within what's called Obamacare. The idea that we're going to provide some sort of health insurance that is not really health insurance, that doesn't cover much of anything that is actually healthy.
Yeah, and I think, Robert, this is true with not just health. It's true with our economy. It's true with when you look at the way that, you know, the erosion of the Second Amendment aspect. They want to take away the guns to help us protect ourselves so we're not victims of, you know, you could actually take and insert that entire aspect of what you just said in all aspects of when government gets involved, whether it's insurance, whether it's in finances and in investments in food, in medicine and healthcare, whatever. It's the same type of concept. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, the pattern has emerged that unlike our founding fathers that were really thrilled to have a government that would leave the people alone, that would do the bare minimum as the Constitution prescribed, to the point where the government has become the be-all, end-all for so many. Now, that dependence has not been created organically. It's been created artificially by inducing the dependence, by managing an economy, by pumping Federal Reserve notes, fiat money, or paper dollars in where gold and silver used to be. And you literally artificially inflate the economy to such a degree that the average worker can never keep up with the rate of new money coming into it. And much like we talk about food that has no nutrients in it, you can't live on Twinkies and expect to be vitally healthy, much less recover from the disease that was caused by the very empty calories you were consuming.
Right. It's the same thing that we've talked about before, where Einstein's comment where that you cannot solve a problem with the same insanity that created it. It's the same exact thing.
Exactly. Well, let's see. With that, I'm just trying to think of where we'll go, because we've got some interesting stories to cover at the end of today. And I think that I'm not even going to play the moment of duh music, but this is one of those moments of duh real quick before we hit the break here. Exercise, diet, or both may protect against excess pregnancy weight.
Yeah.
That would qualify as a moment of duh, would it not?
No, absolutely. But, you know, this is actually... This brings up a very, very good point. Women, this is on the side note. I'm not familiar with the study, and I'm actually looking at it right now, but I will tell you this, that women that exercise have an easier pregnancy, and more importantly, have an easier labor process than women that don't exercise. Did you know that?
Yeah, classic. Yeah, and by and large, we have seen that with some folks that are friends of ours. A friend of mine, in fact, Shane Ellison, his wife, exercised right through, lifting weights, doing all kinds of activity right to the time almost of birth, and just incredible what they were able to do. All right, well, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll decide what kind of crazy, wild stories we're going to wrap up with to surprise Dr. Bitar. Stay with us, because you never know how he'll react to this one.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, so the moral of the last story is, ladies, if you can, obviously you want to exercise. Obviously, you will move right through pregnancy, and a lot of good things will happen for you there for the most part. You know, there's always exceptions, things that are happening we can't predict, but for the most part, this is a good idea. Now, we didn't play it as a moment of duck because I ran out of time. I wish we had a theme song, Super Don, for a moment of huh? Because this one is a moment of, huh? What is going on with Chris Christie? You know, we've talked about
Robert,
over the last few...
Robert, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on one second. I got to say this. This is what's
Go
unique
ahead.
About this show, that even though yeah. if you and I had to categorize ourselves and Don categorize ourselves between Republican and Democrat, we all three, I think, easily I can say, would have to say that we are a Republican as opposed to Democrat. But, of course, most of us know that is nothing but an illusion. So, you know, created to distract everybody from the real issues. But most people, whatever stance they take, they would not attack their own thought process. And so wouldn't you say that we are more Republican than Democrat?
Well, I think in terms of the rhetoric of a smaller government.
Is the actual word.
Yeah, right. More conservative than Looney Tune liberal, and not in a classical liberal sense, because they've bastardized all the definitions, too. So when you say these words, people have assumptions that may or may not be correct. But in terms of our willingness to go after Republicans, like we've gone after Democrats when they screw up, we have no problem doing that. Absolutely not.
And that's exactly what we're going to do right now, because this is absurd. This guy just jumped into the bat himself.
Right.
We don't go Republican, after Democrats. We don't go after Republicans. We go after stupid.
That would be the case. And Chris Christie just dumped himself into a vat of stupid with this story. Headline reads, women's Viagra pill will only increase lesbianism. Okay. Well, we've been talking about the FDA considering approval of something that is like Viagra for women, which we dispute. But when we read this story, Dr. Batar, I looked at it, I was like, this is made up. No one would be this dumb to say this. And he was asked to comment about this saying that it will increase lesbianism if they approve this bill. He said, oh, no, I really feel like women could use a Viagra pill, like we don't have enough. I'm going to say this. It's his words. Like we don't have enough dykes already. I mean, he said that. I can't believe he said that. And then asked to elaborate on it. He didn't back out.
Let me tell you something. I think the reason, you know, this would be because he's probably caused more women to rethink their sexual preferences and go to lesbians because of himself.
Well,
you know, next year they're going to come out with a book and Bruce Jenner is going to blame it on Chris Christie.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness, that could go there. But he says the only thing such a pill would do for women, talking about this female Viagra, is to get them to change their sexual orientation. He's doubling and tripling down on this. Now, it occurs to me that, listen, nobody's hidden the fact that, Chris Christie's morbidly obese. Not even a little bit, but a lot. And so we can assume, and I don't think it's a bad assumption, although I'm not diagnosing him, that he may have some dysfunction based on the weight he carries, and I can see that in a general way. But he says this,
Robert, I don't think you could maybe come to that conclusion. I think it would be absolutely a 99.9% conclusion based upon not the way he looks, but based upon what he's saying.
Okay, yes, all right, let's take his words. So listen to this, and you see if you come to the same conclusion. He says, the men of today already have enough trouble satisfying women as it is. Why do you think Viagra was invented in the first place? Okay.
Right, so let's look at that first thing. That for a man that says the men of today already have enough trouble satisfying women as it is, that is an indication of him and his stance.
That's projection. Total projection.
That's projection,
yeah. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Projection. He's projecting his inadequacy onto men.
Right. So he keeps going. He keeps digging deeper into the vat of stupid. But no, let's amplify women's sex drive even further. That'll help them feel more satisfied and relaxed. And who are they going to turn to quench that thirst? Other women. Men aren't machines.
No, they will turn to real men to quench that thirst.
Well, men aren't machines, but neither are they. They're talking about women now. He says they just haven't realized it yet. That's right. Men are machines.
Exactly.
Some women think men are tools.
Quit hitting the vending machines.
Exactly.
You bet it.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Batar, thanks for traveling with us on a summer vacation of a little silly and a lot of seriousness, too, and helping bring the Power to Heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Dr. Batar, I'll let you end the show. What do we say each week?
That the power to heal is absolutely yours.
Thank you, my friend. Back tomorrow with more healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.